I'm Jamie Hurst.
What is it called? Please use this in an outtake sometime.
Okay.
This is Jamie Hurst. Talk birdie to me.
You want to start over from the top?
From the top.
Okay.
I'm Jamie Hurst.
I'm Travis Luther.
This is the Travis Luther Jamie Hurst podcast.
I'm Ruby Matheny.
And I'm David Sharman.
And we are the producers of Bird Talk, an MSU Denver alumni podcast.
Yes, the one you're listening to right now.
And this month, we have a special bloopers and outtakes episode for you.
We hope you enjoy all of our behind-the-scenes shenanigans.
So we're back.
I'm getting one of those Sleep Number beds.
Are you?
I'm so glad they're a sponsor.
Man, if we get sponsored by Sleep Number, mm-hmm. we should just start saying that we're sponsored by people or just start dropping things in there because yeah. then it's like, listen, we're doing the advertising for mm-hmm. you. That's there could right. be something there. Yeah.
For sure.
Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. The drink of champions.
Now with more pepper. Yeah,
exactly. When I go into class every day, I always have my Dr. Pepper with mm-hmm. me. My examples, because I have to come up with examples on the fly. I'm like, right, so if I took my Dr. Pepper and I just poured it out in front of you and you slipped on it, you know, and we go down something. Or like, say I want to sell you my Dr. Pepper for $5, mm-hmm. you know. And one time, about two semesters ago, a kid was like, do your examples ever not include Dr. Pepper? And I was like, I mean, I guess they could. And then I just like looked around. I was like, so my laptop. They're like, you have no creativity. Mine was the Reebok pump.
Was it? Okay.
Never got it. I got the LA Gear version of the pump that my mom, I think, got at the, Ross or TJ Maxx. But hey, I can still pump them. I can still jump higher.
Oh, I didn't realize this was going to be your heartbreak story. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. I'm at a point now I could buy the Reebok pump if I wanted.
No, you can't because I actually looked for them once and I couldn't find them anywhere.
Shoot.
There's like an 80s party and I was like, oh, I'm getting Reebok pumps. Couldn't find them. Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is a professional production.
Yeah, I look like shit. I should have.
I shaved today, but you can't see that. So.
I sensed it.
You could feel it.
Your step seemed a little quicker than usual.
Mm-hmm. Now, if only I had Reebok pumps.
Hey, David Sharman.
Hey, Ruby Matheny. So you are a 2018 alum and staff Senate president. What inspired you to make this podcast?
I love MSU Denver. I have a zigzaggy path myself. I'm a first gen grad. I just felt this affinity to MSU Denver. I found community here. I never had aspirations to go to college. And then when I did get here, I was like, oh, I really like this. This is my place. I love intellectuals. I love a lot of thinking. I love curiosity. And so I wanted to give back to that. And when I found my position at Alumni Relations, my day job is Assistant Director of Alumni Engagement, and I run our career services for alums. I have a strong want to help other people. I feel like that we can help people understand the zigzaggy path of careers post-graduation and understand the student experience at MSU Denver from the view of a community member or a potential student. So I feel really lucky. I came to Brandy Rideout, my boss, and said, Brandy, I kind of want to do a podcast. I think it'd be really fun. And she was just like, absolutely. I love this. I've wanted to do this forever. Let's do it. And then Jamie Hurst, our AVP and hostess with the mostest, she was on board too because she loves podcasts. So between that and having the support of our division, University Advancement, I just feel really lucky. And I feel really lucky that we work together, David, because we've known each other a long time at the university. And I've always been a big fan. So when I moved to UA and you were here, I was stoked. And then getting to collaborate with you on this makes me so happy.
And then behind the scenes, who you don't see is David Sharman, who's our wizard. Inexplicably, when I cuss, because it does happen, he'll make sure those things come out.
Makes for a better podcast. Leave it in.
It's the authentics, you know, right? You got to keep it real and make it what it is. Basically, super easy conversation. We'll talk a lot about getting at the heart of, you know, why MSU Denver, what has MSU Denver done to equip and prepare you for your career. So very much a lot of the stuff you talked about at commencement.
Awesome. Well, let me pull up my speech and I'll just...
Perfect.
Say that again verbatim.
So it's all about a Whopper, guys. That's his why.
Yeah, that's right. That is right. Do you think Ruby and Brandy are sick of hearing my voice?
Well, they're shaking no, but Brandy's a habitual liar, so you never know.
I was going to say, I don't know.
You know, she's a Red Sox fan, so you know those people.
Yeah, Brandy's from out east, and I was like, there's no way Rideout is your real last name. Don't tell me you snowboard. And she was like, well, it just so happens I'm a winter sports savant.
That's right. She's a true maniac and a big Boston fan, which is fun.
Yeah, no, that's cool. These are unbelievable. They zero calorie soda, and they taste exactly like the flavor you buy. There's a cream soda one. There's a Mountain Dew one. Grape is pretty good. There's a Coke one.
As I mow through my Dr. Peppers that are not zero calorie.
I think they have
I
think there's a Dr. Pepper dupe as well. Your Metro flag fell.
Oh, no. We just temporarily put it up because we wanted something in the backdrop. Oh, so that's the Scotch tape on the wall. Again, Bird Talk brought to you by Scotch tape.
Next week, our presenting sponsor, Duct Tape.
Duct Tape.
Oh, I think you're muted.
Yeah, we're just fixing Jamie's mic real quick.
Oh, did I hit this?
Oh, yeah, there's a mute button.
She hit the mute button. There we go.
Gary, I'm really glad that you're a professional in this area so that you're used to all this chatter behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
You're totally unaffected.
Ruby, is it?
It's recording Gary, but not Jamie.
Just get to the finish line.
I'll be right back. I'm just gonna grab some of the cream. No worries on my end. Cream soda. Ruby, you know what's up.
I do, yeah. My kids love these.
This Zevia stuff is lights out.
It is so yummy.
That's not.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, I'm back.
Are you dressed as a black chair?
I am, incognito.
Oh, there you go.
I remember the day you came to me. It's like, so we're going to do a podcast. And I'm like, I'm in. I'm doing this.
I know. You were 100% in right away. You jumped right in that pool. And it's been really fun ever since. I feel like it's something that you and I both look forward to. I think Jamie looks forward to it, but she's probably looking forward to having her voice get a rest this time.
That's true.
So David, you know, you edit all of our episodes and they're so crisp and clean and I love them. What made you want to do that, or what technical skills brought you to this place where you could do such a good job?
So I spent about a decade working at a planetarium in Boulder where I really honed a lot of my audiovisual skills. I did music production. I did video. I did recording of voice and I kind of became an audiophile. I did a lot of video production, and in that realm, I found that I had a knack for audio. I was usually assigned as the boom operator on various film projects, and I was always listening for clean, crystal-sounding audio. And I would stop the production and be like, let's do another take till we got it right. And so it became kind of a double-edged sword to stay on time with the project, but also achieve the best possible sound.
Yeah.
With Bird Talk, it was such a wonderful opportunity to put these talents to use. With audio editing, I really see it as a balance between cleaning up a conversation's presentation while still maintaining its authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
I will remove excessive likes and uhs and things like that to keep a conversation flowing
seamlessly.
And so now you're the founder and executive director of a nonprofit, Joy as a Resistance. Excuse me. I'm going to say that again. We'll cut that up. We'll cut this as needed. And I need to not touch the table. And I wore crinkly outfit so bad today.
Just a lot going on.
I know. Yeah. I just made a lot of mistakes.
Do we want some deep breaths?
Maybe. Can you help in this space? 100%. Are you trained for this?
Listen.
Like, I got
if there's one thing I do, it's calm people down 24/7.
Fair enough.
Everywhere that I am. Yeah.
And that creates a whole different set of, things. Yep. I don't have the word for it. Cut that, David.
Some bullshit.
Yeah, that creates a whole nother set of bullshit. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
All of these things coalesce to make that happen. And then you've dug your heels in and you don't want to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to go back on what you've said and what you've been saying to everybody as like what you know to be true. And so then you're like, well, who am I?
Yeah.
You know, and then it becomes an entire, and that's the thing is that queer people make other people question everything about their own identity and existence.
Right.
And they're like, absolutely
because everyone's
not.
A little gay.
And certainty, like certainty provides safety.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are certain that there are two genders, mm-hmm. you can be certain about blah, 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 all the things that means. But certainty is an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
We're all non-binary and all queer. And my neighbors are
very
like,
confused.
What?
Yeah, very confused.
What is this? They don't even know what to call it.
Yeah.
They just don't acknowledge it at all.
Exactly.
Just,
that's a good point.
It's like, kids, get inside. You don't need to see that.
You don't need to call it
It's right. Exactly. Right. And also, it doesn't my house. Matter. Right, right. It's my home.
Yeah.
And I'm Jamie Hurst, and thank you for chirping with us. So we're just going to keep trying out really crappy, punny stuff.
I love it. Goes. Yeah. I would. Mm-hmm. I support it fully.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When you hear a really good public speaker, and props to Jamie, she is such a good public speaker.
So good.
That she can start a conversation, bring it back. In fact, Ruby, you know a little bit about Jamie's background as a public speaker in other avenues.
Yeah. Jamie is the commentator for the softball. And it's interesting, if you listen to her, I don't know softball very well, but I can listen to her commentate on it, and it makes it accessible and interesting. She's just got this talent for making someone feel present.
Let's talk about Jamie for a minute, because she's on vocal rest and we're doing this particular commentary for the episode. When Jamie, and she's talking to a guest, mm-hmm. we can immediately see that she's just forming this amazing connection. And a lot of the time she actually has these previously existing connections.
Yeah, she's very relatable. She relates to like anyone on anything because she knows so much about so much.
Yes.
And I feel like even if she doesn't know the guest, though, she will do the research. Her and Brandy do the research. I have no idea. She gets into the depths of the internet. I don't know if she uses the archive sites or what, but her and Brandy get into the depths of the internet and find these facts about...
She has a subscription to the dark web.
So you find the information about these guests that are really, really deep and interesting and surprise the guests sometimes. And I just want to say, if I'm ever murdered or missing, I want them on the case.
They'll be able to dig up exactly what happened and be like, all right, so today's episode, I'm kidding.
We're going to make Bird Talk the murder mystery.
The true crime.
I get to put that tag next time I publish one.
That's all right. Lundeen. Yes.
Thank you so much. You want to make sure I nailed that and not
Lundeen. Yeah. Right? I was like, I don't know. I was also a child of the 80s where like they didn't teach phonics. So it was like reading through context. So I'm always like, they like sounded
just
out.
Just guess.
Like, I don't know how to sound things out. And the best part with podcasts is I can take breaks and we can drink things and then it'll get cut out later.
Perfect.
That's good to know. No, we probably should have had beer for this one. Well, we're thrilled to welcome Abby Lundeen, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay, I'll do that again. Perfect. As soon as I said it, I was like, dang it.
Did I?
All right. I don't know why we're whispering though, too. We both did that. We're both like, okay, yeah. This is going to sound horrible. This cannot leave this, not be used as... blackmail at any point in time, but like what is like the hop that just won't die? Because that's what I feel like when I think of the resiliency of like MSU Denver kids, like it's like the weed that just won't go away, you know, but in the nicest way possible. Oh, weird, because grapes can't grow in Arizona.
There you go.
Weird.
It's like, oh, the soil is not conducive.
It's not soil, it's dust.
I'm sorry,
it's dust. This dust is not conducive. No.
So I do imagine it's similar, because I do not like wines from the Western Slope mm-hmm. either. Mm-hmm. I would say wine is straight sugar. Mm-hmm. And so I imagine it being like having a similar impact, because hops take a lot mm-hmm. of water too.
Yeah.
And the sun is good. The warmth is good there because mm-hmm. They need a lot of sun through their growing period.
Where do you get your hops? Where are your hops?
Most probably of them international. International. A lot of German. Mm-hmm. New Zealand is really mm-hmm. big for their hops in Australia. And then the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. So Willamette Valley, where they also make really good wine. So that makes sense.
Right?
Maybe there is a correlation.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Ruby? Cool.
All right.
David, you're good?
Take us home, James.
Beep, beep. I don't know. No, I'm kidding.
I was at a conference last year in New Orleans, and I met a gentleman who provides a service to universities. He basically produces and directs and then markets, distributes podcasts on behalf of the university. And during his lecture that he was doing at this professional association conference, he said that there were these categories of viewership, and our listening numbers, our listeners put us in the top 10% of listenership and his understanding of university podcasts, which I thought was pretty profound, because we're talking about like Harvard and Stanford. We're talking big wigs out there, and they're spending a lot of dollars on his services, his teen services to do this. And we're doing this with you and me. And Brandy?
Right, exactly. We have a very small team. And let's tell our listeners, what is our operational budget, Ruby?
I think about $0. Right. And actually, we do spend some money on the online platform that we rarely use. We spend like $20 a month to have a place for folks to go in case they're remote. Like Gary. Gary did his podcast remote.
I'm excited to hear. Ruby like emailed me and I was like, this person knows a lot about my career and I'm impressed. I was impressed. I was like, so I have some fans and I'm going to go hang out with them. Paul was like, shut up.
Across all our endeavors, which include co-funding the experiment.
You could just call it the outsider.
No, we're going to put tit wrench in this. This is risque.
Tit wrench.
Yeah.
It's experimental in any capacity you want.
So then I'm just picturing, you know, how a wrench could be helpful at times.
Yeah.
Right?
As a person that's breastfed, I feel that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Usually I get like one word answers. I'm like, and tell me more.
Oh my God.
Can you
Worst interview of my life. I interviewed Ice Cube and it was like, yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I literally was like, I cannot make an article out of this. Thank you for your time. I am leaving the basement of the Ogden Theater. Disappointed because I love you, the general of the West Coast. Like, you are my era of rap. And that was the worst interview I've ever done. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I am a Colorado gal when it comes to Mexican food. I want a real sloppy burrito, melted cheese, and La Fiesta, molten lava, you know?
Anything else you want to leave our listeners with words of wisdom?
No, I mean, just listen to yourself. You're usually right.
And when you're not, listen to CityCast.
Our last episode was the Day of Giving episode that we had with Amy Watanabe. That was kind of a test bench to see how we would do with a live episode.
Because, and I thought it was awesome.
Right.
I mean, Jamie did great. Amy was interesting. So yeah, let's take it on the road.
And that's what I hear we're going to do. There's going to be an opportunity to go do a live episode somewhere. And you've heard live shows before and they kind of have a different vibe. I think when Jamie did the live episode for Day of Giving, It was tremendous. It was amazing. It sounded really good, even though it was fast, and we were definitely kind of playing it loose on how to cram what usually is like a 2-hour episode into an hour.
Yeah, it is much different flow when it's just live, when in a single setting. We sat down, we did the episode, and then Jamie had to pivot and be on air still live for like 6 more hours after that. And Amy is such an advocate for MSU Denver that she was the perfect pilot for our live episodes.
It's always nice when Jamie has a relationship with these people. Travis Luther, that the two of them go way back. So they're like a couple kids sitting in the back of the classroom for their episode. Amy Watanabe was the same way. They shared this lovely history. And so it was just fun to have the two of them just bouncing things off of each other and having a good time.
Yeah, so much fun.
I always enjoy talking to you. I know we met, 8-9 years ago at one of those retreats.
Retreats, that's right.
And the reason that we connected was because I was being a horrible employee and I was streaming college football on my laptop instead of paying attention in probably day 3 of meetings. And all of a sudden, you and Charlie Walling, who were sitting next to me, but, you know, a few feet away, started inching a little bit closer. And here we are in the back of the room pretending to paying attention, but
you were
multitasking.
Right?
Exactly. And watching streaming college football. And to this day, I still have a close relationship with you and with Charlie Walling. And it all started because we were the bad kids in the back of class.
And once we saw that what you were streaming, we became interested and we started multitasking with you.
Yeah. And you're like, who's
so
this
we were
girl?
All behaving badly in the back of the
exactly.
room.
Exactly. And so I'm in great company if I'm behaving badly with you. So.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Water would be good.
Right now.
Oh, will you grab me one, too? I found it by Dr. Pepper, but, you know, water's probably good.
Dr. Pepper, a little early for Dr. Pepper.
And it's never early for Dr. Pepper.
Well, if you go back to, you know, back when I was a teenager, and I used to work at the Broncos games.
Yeah, yeah.
And I used to sell soda pop out as a vendor. The beverage of choice on those cold winter days was hot Dr. Pepper.
I've heard that before. Yeah. I've never done it.
We heat it up in the commissary and bring in people who just smell and say, oh, I want one. Because it has a smell.
Right. Here, right. Well, it's one of those 23 flavors, right?
Yes.
I took the beer drinking. That's not a beer drinking class.
Well, there was some drinking.
There was involved, right? But it's like a beer tasting class. One of our first, course projects was we had to taste a Dr. Pepper and really try and figure out what those 23 flavors were. I was like, maybe a little vanilla. I was like, I don't know. I just like it.
It does. It's complex, right?
It is awesome.
But there are people out there that hate it. When I talk to people and say, I like Dr. Pepper, I'm like, oh, gross.
It's kind of how I feel about root beer, though.
Yeah, I don't like root beer.
I don't like
either.
Root beer. No. When I go to places and I'm like Dr. Pepper and they're like, oh, no, but we have root beer. I'm like, not the same.
That's just not even, don't even bring it in the same sentence. That's not the same thing at all.
Your brother was good at basketball. I'm weirdly good at cornhole. I don't know why.
And I'm not good at any of them, right? I'm sort of good enough to be somewhat competitive, but I don't win the prize.
See, the problem with me is I am an ultimately competitive person, and I will start talking trash immediately with nothing to back it up. And then I know that. It's just like with pool and darts. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll take you. I have no skills in those places. So then it's just like it's a level of confidence that's just like, well, I'm going to do it because I said I'm going to do it. And so.
And then you do it.
And then I do it.
Yeah, so there's something to
something
that.
Something to that, right?
There's absolutely. Absolutely something to that.
Which one do you want to do? Which one do you want me to do?
I'm not an alum.
That's true.
So this is all going to be you.
Okay. You're going to ask the questions.
I'll ask the questions.
And you got to introduce Rapid Fire.
I will introduce Rapid Fire.
Okay.
Okay. So you know what that little sound is. It's time for Rapid Fire. Let's try that again.
It's so corny.
All right. What is your favorite MSU Denver memory?
My favorite MSU Denver memory is getting out the vote. So Elizabeth Parmalee runs a campaign every voting year. Every year we have a presidential election, and every year actually, but really importantly during the presidential election. And it's a nonpartisan effort to just get out there and get people signed up to vote because voting is so important.
It is.
And it's like pure joy for me. It's like my Super Bowl every presidential election. You know, like I have my favorite contenders and players in the game. It also means a lot to me that our community's voice is heard. Getting out there and talking to students and community members and getting them signed up or helping them understand how important it is to vote is one of my favorite things. So go Dr. Parmalee.
Can I ask you a bit of a serious question regarding this election cycle?
Yes.
As you know, there was a protest on campus regarding the actions happening in Palestine. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like we're going to have a similar protest given the opinion that our current candidates are so polarized?
I worry about it. And I do believe that leadership has a keen eye on it. They're keeping a pulse on those sort of things. And they're very focused on making sure that this is a safe place for all people to have an opinion. The leaders of this institution have been in incredible spaces throughout the world of political tension and like real world experiences that are applicable to times like these. I think leaning into their leadership and truly listening to the guidance that they're providing about keeping free speech at the top, safety at the top, priorities will help us move through this election cycle fluidly.
Excellent. All right. Second question. What does it mean to you to be a roadrunner?
I love this question when we ask other people and now I'm like, oh, what does it mean? I think to be a roadrunner is to be someone who is adaptable. My experiences at MSU Denver have helped me realize that adaptability is one of the most important skills I can have.
All right, last question. If you could put a billboard on campus with a piece of advice for all students to see, what would it say?
Oh, boy. It would say, be curious.
Be curious.
That's it.
Yeah.
Be curious.
Yeah. That's one of the things that drives my passion in my position and my job here is always looking to see what I could do. And my curiosity drives that.
I love that. That's rad.
That's rad. And the funny thing is we've heard so many answers to this question and I agree with every single one of them because I feel like there could almost be like a little flip book of billboards.
We should do that.
We should do that.
That would be easy.
Oh, Jamie, we're going to do this. Oh, she's not here, but we'll get her to do it for us.
Can you dub in David do that?
Yes.
We're going to dub Jamie in right here.
David, do that.
Yeah, Metro rocks.
It does.
Yeah.
Metro rocks. That's the billboard, guarantee you. Ah,
gosh.
Thank God. We didn't tell you, David edits the hell out of this, so I don't sound like an asshole the whole time.
I'm a live person on radio.
I know, so it's good for you.
Sometimes no crutch, you just yeah, gotta go with it.
I get it. Ian, we're so happy to help you.
Go Roadrunners.
Go Roadrunners. All right, we'll try that last one. Mm-hmm. Ian, we're so happy to have you. Welcome and to Bird Talk. I don't know, guys. Holy shitballs. All right.
It's interesting, too, if I say to somebody, like, my name's Ian Tafoya, they sometimes don't hear my first name.
Right.
But if I go, I'm Ian Thomas Tafoya,
then they hear my first name. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because it's so short.
Yeah, we've got a gal on our staff named Brianna Milnes, but she goes by Bree Milnes. She'll introduce herself. Oh, I'm Bree Milnes. And they're like, I'm sorry, your name's what? You know, and it's like, Bree Milnes. But it happens, yeah.
Oh, you guys even have coffee cups?
Oh, yeah. We'll send you home with one. Don't worry.
Oh, that's so fun.
A little bit closer to the mic.
Brought to you by
Dr. Pepper.
That sounded refreshing, honestly.
It tastes refreshing. It's my go-to, and I just can't say no to it. Russell and I had a whole conversation about it, because he's a Dr. Pepper dude, too.
Oh, yeah. My mom was Cherry Coke.
Yeah. Well, the community member is saying, like, that's the most iconic part, and I'm like, but isn't the people have to look at it every day?
Yeah.
Right.
You almost become blind to it, actually, exactly, when you see it every day.
Yeah.
And this is even after I was doing the work for Green Latinos. I went to a workshop with Sierra Club, and they were talking about the story of self, and I remember being like, yeah, I could see a smokestack from my front yard. And I was like, wait. And so I called my mom and I go, can you take a photo of it for me? She was like, what are you talking about? Like, you just became, and it's just like, you can see it right here. Mm-hmm. Imagine if you didn't have that tower there,
mm-hmm,
and like what it would feel like,
yeah,
to see an unobstructed view of the mountains like the wealthy get.
So one of the most enjoyable things of this podcast are just our wonderful alums that we brought on.
They're incredible, right?
A lot of credit to Jamie, but also our alums have such interesting stories to
tell. This is it. This is exactly why we started this podcast, because that's so true. I have my favorites. I have my favorite moments from every episode, mm-hmm, and I appreciate everyone so much. Like when you were talking about our dedicated listeners, I just want to call them all Justin Darnells, because he's a dedicated listener and he's been on our podcast, and he's just such an incredible human being with such interesting experience, and taught me about draft beer along with some stuff about radiation.
I don't think I can ever drink draft beer again after listening to his episode.
I know. I feel like he and Abby should get together and discuss.
You get it on draft, you're getting a better experience.
Not necessarily true, turns right out. Yeah, exactly. And for all those draft beer lovers out there, feel free to email us and let us know if you have a contrary opinion.
Yeah, leave a note in the comments below.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Yeah, hit that bell.
My personal favorite, because I'm a fangirl of Bree Davies,
yes,
is having her on, because I love CityCast Denver. It's a syndicated podcast. They do an excellent job trying to remain impartial in places where impartiality is important. And then, you know, their real opinions on things, but I don't feel alienated if I don't agree with it, which is just great journalism, period. Mm-hmm. And then I wanted to give you kudos, because Bree told me that Paul Caroli, who's the producer of that podcast, mm-hmm, gave you accolades for the quality of this podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Potato.
Potato.
You get the P sound and the T
potato
sound.
Potato.
Potato.
Let's call the whole thing off. Get through the bio. That's always the worst. There's a lot of fuck. David, cut that.
No, keep it. I like it.
But this is going to be an explicit
cussing
episode.
Cussing free.
I'm inching our way to just explicit.
We need so many more artists to be nourished, to feel sustained, musicians, dancers, poets, writers, fine art, people that can be mediators of, mm-hmm, the spaces between these things, the things that make us angry, the things that make us sad, the things that connect us, the things that inspire us. I keep thinking about other countries right now that are getting ahead of it related to providing artists with base salaries.
Yeah.
If you are kicked out of the house because you're a young queer kid, whatever the reason is, and you are outside, now you don't have a car, you can't afford a car, and you got to get to work. Well, you got to get to human services. Now, add to all of those things the fact that the bus doesn't come for every hour, and sometimes it comes early or sometimes it comes really late, and you got to get to work on time. because work is maybe 3 miles south or 3 miles north. It takes 2 hours for most people to get from Aurora to just past I-25. So when you think about, like, you add that amount of time, especially in the winter when it gets dark at 4:30, and then you have to navigate walking on the road in the rain, getting sprayed by cars, without a shelter, with complex weather conditions, you talk about mobility being a grind on your mental health, you know, as you're trying to get back on your feet. So I think walking and the humility of walking, for those of us that have a little more choice, it's in it of itself. This is why in the resistance chapter, I'm like, it's in it of itself is a form of resistance, but in a different kind of way.
Funny thing about these bloopers behind the scenes is that Jamie, she mentions occasionally in the editing process that, like, I really do clean up her language and I make sure that she's, make sure this podcast is as accessible as it is. But occasionally you got a crack and you're going to drop something and you can be like, you know what? We're all human.
That's right.
We all have our personalities. And I think that's one thing that I really love about Jamie is that she is as genuine on this podcast as she is in real life.
Oh, it's the same exact person.
It's the same person.
Yeah, that's who we get to hang out with at work. How cool is that?
That's awesome.
Like, we get to hang out with this host all the time. I mean, not all the time because she's really busy, but when we do get to hang out with her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bird talk. Bird talk.
Bird talk. Talking about birds. See, everyone knows I made a fake jingle that I keep trying to get David to work in, but that's as far as I've gotten in writing the jingle process.
I hate flying. Mm-hmm. I mean, I worked on airplanes for a long time, but I hate flying. Mm-hmm. And it's like my calm. I love listening to it.
We're his zen.
Yeah, you're my zen. I love hearing about new things. I mean, I always read new things.
Mm-hmm. Well, try doing these podcasts and like having these like experts talk about things. And I'm like, I don't. I mean, I do my research before so I can at least say the words right and get like a piece of it. But there's times where I'm just like, I don't know. I studied religion. I don't fucking know.
You get home and your spouse or significant other is always like, how was your day? And
yeah.
I used to tell my wife.
Yeah, no.
And now she's like, no idea. No. So she secretly started listening to Star Talk, Neil deGrasse Tyson all the time.
Yeah.
She's like, how was your day? I was like, oh, pretty good. And she's like, did you experience any black holes? And all proud of herself.
Exactly. You're like, no, so this is not quite exactly the work I do, but.
No. But a guy was mean to another one.
Yeah, exactly. On a sidebar, who gets to name stars and things? Because having a Goldilocks thing, like, that's pretty rad. One of my dreams is to just be someone that names things, you know?
You just gotta find it. If you find it, you gotta name it.
All right, good to know. And I did it in one take.
Yeah, nice.
Suck on that, bird talk.
Don't edit that.
He doesn't. He leaves all the stupid stuff that I say, so people are like, oh, she seems delightful. And it's like,
she's a real person like me.
Like, who were it better? Celebrities, right?
On behalf of the MSU Denver Bird Talk podcast team, this is Ruby Matheny.
This is David Sharman. Thank you so much for joining us.
Keep running, roadies.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Bird Talk, special accommodation provided by University Advancement. Thank you to Ruby Matheny, Brandy Rideout, production provided by David Sharman, and I'm your host, Jamie Hurst. Keep running, roadies.